Artist Nereus Patrick Chio is bringing together disadvantaged children and grooming them for war against garbage dumps.
I actually work with street children and orphans and minors in the prisons. I implant in them this culture of use art to produce things that you can make a living out of. Use art to make your environment clean. That is my part I'm playing. That's the change I'm making in their lives. There are lots of them I've taken up from the street.
Chio's father, himself an artist, taught him how to create teaching aids from locally available material for his mother, who was a school teacher. Today, he's taking that skill to a higher level. Accompanied by his army of trainee artists, the dreadlocked Chio rakes through foul-smelling refuse dumps for solid wastes, including plant leaves, paper, fabrics, plastics, electronic chips, and computer casings. He transforms them into fine-looking flower jars, beads, statues, and murals. He says such outings are usually an ordeal, but they are drawing public attention to his work.
Generally, when I collect, people mock at me. When I assemble and I produce works, people rush behind me to buy. So you see, the moment you're doing that recycling, you're like a fool. But when it comes to final works, you become a point of attraction. So far, Cameroonians are getting very, very much interested in art. Be it recycled or painting or sculpture, they always will respond to, and lots of questions.
Over the years, Cameroon has seen the opening of more and more art schools. But Chio says a growing number of artists don't have finances or sponsorship. But he's not discouraged. He often showcases his works within and beyond Cameroon and has created an association called Kids for Peace to teach underprivileged children the fine arts. Classes are held in the streets as he lacks a workshop. The kids consider Chio a godsend. He uses the money made from selling some of his artworks to buy material for the street classes. Some of the works, like paper beads and necklaces made from dumped newspapers, sell like hotcake at exhibitions. Apart from using his kids' arts program to protect the environment, Chio also uses the arts as a way to work for social justice.
There are so many children out there who come from very rich homes. They are the people they keep on seeing every day. But I want to make these children who are on the streets to be those stars too that will be seen in the galleries and on the TV. I equally represent the International Children Art Fund, ICAF, and we're preparing for the Art Olympiad, which will be in 2011 in the U.S., and we'll also be going for the Olympic Games in the U.K.
Chio also wields experience in painting, graphics designing, screen painting on T-shirts and ceramics, as well as video shooting and editing. He says in the meantime, he will continue his efforts to clear the streets of solid, non-biodegradable wastes. Douala's estimated 3 million inhabitants generate over 1,600 tons of household refuse daily. The city council says a quarter of that amount remains uncollected by its partner waste disposal company. So, city dwellers have to put up daily with about 400 tons of garbage dumped along the streets. Clean air in the country's industrial hub is rare, as hundreds of factories belch foul smells and discharge solid waste. Critics blame the situation on the weak enforcement of regulations, a lack of funding, chaotic urbanization, and reckless behavior. But hope still abounds. Alongside government efforts to control rubbish, is an emerging breed of artists gathering trash and turning it into exquisite works of art. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariq Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.